welcome back to Magic Woods. This story is called Versa's Army. So one day, the animals who lived inside Midnight Barbecue said, "We really don't want to live in this mountain anymore. It's too full of bad memories for us. Of the times when the Witch of Westland ruled over us, we want to live someplace else." So they decided to make a new home. They decided to make a little city in the woods outside. And they found a spot in the woods right near the lake, and it was the site of an abandoned ancient Mimi village. They said this could be a perfect place to make our new home. And they started clearing the land and building, and they decided to call their new city Woodville, since it was in the woods. And then one day Tiggum the tiger said, "We're getting ready to close up Midnight Barbecue for good, just seal it shut forever." But Doggy said, "Wait a minute, before you close it up, I have a feeling that we left somebody inside." Tiggum said, "We got everyone out. There's nobody left inside the mountain. Everyone came out with us." Kitty said, "Yeah, even Hypnotizer." And Doggy said, "But I have a feeling, Ruffy." So they said, "Okay, fine, Doggy. Before we close up the mountain, you can go back inside and look for someone. But there's really no one left in the mountain." So Doggy put on his super suit and grabbed a flashlight, and he went into the dark, abandoned mountain of Midnight Barbecue all by himself.
Yikes.
It was pretty creepy and quiet in there, because there was no one left inside. Doggy said, "Oh, this place is pretty ominous. Hello? Is anyone here? Hello?" But no one answered, of course. So then he journeyed down to the dungeons under the mountain, where Versa had once kept her prisoners. He went, "Oh, this place is really creepy. But maybe there's someone down here. Yeah, I have a feeling there's someone deep down in these dungeons." Well, the dungeon passageway was musty and full of cobwebs, like it hadn't been used in years. They were very dusty and moldy, and all that dust and mold made Doggy's eyes water and his nose tickle. He tried to hold in his sneezes because he didn't want to sneeze loudly in that dark, scary place. But the sneezes kept exploding out of him. And sometimes, because he was wearing the super suit, the sounds he made when he tried to hold in his sneezes caused strange things to happen. Like when he went, his ears whirled around like helicopter blades and lifted him up into the air for a second. Whoa! Ooh, that was a weird power. And then when he went, he made a candy cane hula hoop appear on the ground. Ding! He went, "Ooh, that's kind of interesting." But then when he went, it made a bunch of pebbles lift off the ground and fly through the air like bullets. Pew, 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 pew. Ow, Ruffy! Oh! Oh, man. I hope I don't do something too dangerous or weird because of this super suit. Well, he kept going deeper and deeper into the dungeons. And then he stumbled across a couple of weathered skeletons. And then he stepped into an underground pool. Psh, brr. The water was icy cold. He pointed his flashlight beam into the pool and saw alien-looking white things wriggling around in the depths. Blind, amphibious creatures that had never seen the light of day.
Whoa.
And then, on the far side of the underground pool, he saw a Mimi lying on the ground. It was Versa.
"Oh no, Ruffy, I'd better move away before I wake her out of her enchanted sleep."
He backed away slowly, but then he felt a tickle in his nose.
Oh no.
He tried to hold in his sneeze, but he couldn't. And he said a weird word when the sneeze exploded out of him.
Kablooey!
And then Versa opened her eyes.
Doggy jumped back and he almost dropped his flashlight. Oh no.
Versa stood up and dusted herself off and she said, "Thank you, Hound Dog, for saying the magic word to rouse me early from enchanted slumber."
Doggy said, Kablooey?
"Yes. Now, I can go back to ruling Midnight Barbecue."
Ruffy, actually, all the animals who used to live here now left. They're building a new city outside."
Versa said, "What? How dare they? Well, I'll just grab my magic crown and show them a thing or two."
Doggy said, "Oh, do you mean the crown of creation?"
Versa's eyes flashed and she said, "Yes, what do you know of it, Hound Dog?"
I just know that it got taken and then it fell off the edge of the world. It's gone forever. Sorry.
Versa swooned, and she nearly fell to the floor. She went, "No!" At that moment, she looked utterly lost and forsaken. Doggy actually felt a little bit bad for her. She went, "No, how am I supposed to take over the world and get my revenge on Mama now? Oh!" then she took a deep breath and she stood tall and said, "No matter, I will find another way." And she looked at Doggy and said, "Take me to your friends."
"Okay." Doggy didn't know what else to do. He brought Versa to the site where they were building the new village of Woodville.
And everyone stopped working and stared in dismay when they saw that Doggy had woken Versa up and brought her to the village. He said,
Hello everybody, Ruffy, this is Versa. I think you all remember her. I accidentally woke her up from enchanted slumber. Sorry.
And Versa stepped forward and looked at the animals and said, "You foolish beast, stop building this city and go back into the mountain where I will be your ruler again." But nobody moved. Then she went, "Fine, then I will simply zap you to death with my lightning."
"Ah!" Everyone dove for cover.
And she raised her hands and pointed them at the village. But only tiny sparks of electricity shot from her fingertips. And she looked at her hands and said, "Alas! It seems my powers have not yet fully returned, but they will."
And Doggy said, "Oh, good job with the growth mindset."
She said, "Quiet, plaything."
And then Tiggum stepped forward and said, "Miss Versa, if you aren't going to be nice to others, I'm afraid you'll have to take a break in the timeout chair." And he pointed to a stump on the edge of town.
Versa's weird, wild eyes flashed with anger. But then she just said, "Don't worry, I will go." And she turned and walked away from the village. But she said, "I'll be back, though, and you'll be sorry you ever crossed me." And then she walked into the woods.
And then everyone went back to work. And Texas Tommy, the donkey, was watching the paint dry on his new cabin. And he pointed at Doggy and said, "Watch you awake from enchanted slumber next time, you crazy puppy." Doggy said, "I'm so sorry, Ruffy."
Well, they all hoped they had seen the last of Versa. But of course, they were wrong. Versa stormed through the Westland Forest, brooding on her misfortunes.
And the oak tree stick people who lived in that part of the world fled in terror when they saw this enchantress haunting their kingdom.
And they informed their leader, King Greta, that a strange woman was haunting their kingdom. So Greta gathered his best warriors and they stopped in front of Versa and said, "Halt! Who are you and what are you doing in our forest?" And Versa went, "Your forest? You puny twigs. This whole world will soon belong to me."
And Greta tried not to smile. He said, "Oh, really? And who are you?"
"I am Versa the Terrible. But your ancestors knew me by a different name, Mama the Most Beautiful."
And she pointed her hands at the sky, and this time a little more electricity escaped from her fingertips. And then all the stick people, even King Greta, bowed before her on the ground, and they went, "Oh," King Greta said, "I'm sorry, Your Majesty, we had no idea it was you."
And Versa said, "What are you talking about?"
Greta said, "Well, if the legends are true, they say that you once gave our people a great many gifts and were declared the High Queen of our people."
Versa said, "Yes, that is true. So I am your true leader."
And then King Greta took the wooden crown off his own head and handed it to Versa. He said, "Here, this will belong to you."
And Versa just looked at the crown for a second, then she tossed it aside like a worthless piece of garbage. And she said, "Now, I am your queen again, and I have a command for all of you."
"Anything, Your Highness."
"Talking animals have invaded the forest and are building a city. You must go and destroy them all."
"Why?"
Versa said, "You would dare to question me?"
And Greta said, "Sorry, Your Majesty."
Versa said, "You are supposed to be the guardians of the forest. That's why the stick people are here, to protect the forest. And you know that one day a talking animal will lead to the death of this world. You know what you must do. Kill them all."
And they said, "Okay."
And they gathered their weapons and they attacked the city of Woodville.
Rah! And all the animals went, "Ah!" And they ran away from the stick warriors and they ran back to Midnight Barbecue. They didn't know where else to go. And they went into the mountain and shut the door behind them and locked it. And they said, "We should be safe inside for a while." But then Pokey said, "Oh no, we left Kitty and Doggy outside. They were on a scouting expedition."
Tiggum said, "They'll be okay. Doggy has that cuckoo suit and Kitty knows Kitty Karate. I'm sure they'll be fine."
Well, the oak tree stick people surrounded the mountain of Midnight Barbecue and fought to get inside. On the first day, they actually made it through a window before they were beaten back. And a stick teenager got wounded in the battle. He was cracked almost in two, and Bunny said, "The poor thing, we can't just let him die." so she wrapped the wounded warrior in bandages and took care of him for the next few days while the battle raged outside. Finally, after a week of trying to get into the mountain, the stick people broke through the front door and they entered the mountain, and the animals surrendered right away. And then Versa strode in behind them, and she looked stronger now, much more powerful. And she said, "Excellent work, Greta."
"Thank you, Your Majesty."
"Now march those animals into the volcano and kill them."
"Oh, but shouldn't we just keep them as prisoners? They surrendered."
"Do as I say."
"Sorry, Your Majesty." And then Greta said, "What should we do with our wounded warriors? Should we send them back to the healers in our own land or make a field hospital here?"
Versa said, "No, there is no need. They'll provide much-needed fuel for the weapons forge."
"What? I can't throw our wounded warriors into the fires?"
Versa said, "If you defy me one more time, I'll throw you into the fires."
Greta said, "Sorry."
"And now, I've just received word that our woodland forces have been losing a battle against that cute little super puppy and some obnoxious karate cat. But that is all about to change." And she swirled her cape and turned and left the mountain. Greta was heavy at heart. He didn't want to burn the wounded stick people or the animals. He said, "But we must obey Versa, right? For she is our queen." So he gave the orders, march the animals into the volcano and throw the wounded stick people into the fires that fueled the weapons forge. But then a squiggly three-armed warrior rushed up to him and said, "Your Majesty, or whatever you are now."
"Yes, Korra. We have a problem. We found a wounded warrior, but there's a rabbit guarding him, and she has a sword, and she says we can take her to the volcano, but she won't let us take the wounded warrior."
Greta said, "What? That doesn't make any sense." And he followed Korra to the room where Bunny was staying. And Bunny didn't lower her sword when she saw the king. She said, "You can take me if you must, but I won't let you take Jota. He's one of your own people, and he's almost completely healed now. Please let him live." And Greta noticed that the stick teenager was wrapped in bandages, and Bunny had obviously taken very good care of him. The king closed his eyes. Who was the better friend of the oak tree stick people? Versa, who wanted them all to die, or this brave rabbit who took care of a hurt stick person, even though he was her enemy?
Greta opened his eyes. His mind was clear. He said, "Ms. Rabbit, we would be foolish not to learn from your example of kindness. From this day on, we will follow you instead of Versa, and you shall be the new High Queen of the Oak Tree Stick People." And all the stick people nearby said, "Yay!" Because they didn't really like Versa either. But Bunny said, No, I'm not going to be your High Queen. You don't need a High Queen. Just rule yourselves again." Greta said, "Okay, warriors, let's go outside and help that poor cat and dog to defeat Versa.
Hooray!"
Well, Doggy and Kitty had been winning the woodland battle against the oak tree stick people until Versa joined the fight. She shot spells at them and sucked power out of the stupor suit. And then she forced Kitty and Doggy to run away from her. They retreated all the way to the top of the Westland volcano while she zapped at them with lightning. And then they were trapped at the top. Red and orange lava bubbled in the crater behind them. They had nowhere left to go. And Versa said, "Oh, now you will pay for your insolence. Your friends are my prisoners, and soon you will die in the fires of lava muck."
But then Doggy said, "Oh, I see an army coming. Maybe we're about to be rescued. Yay!"
But then he noticed that the approaching army was made up of oak tree stick people. He went, "Oh, never mind." Hundreds of stick soldiers marched up the volcano. And then they stood in rows behind Versa, and she said, "Ha ha, here, behold my mighty armies and despair."
Doggy said, I'm despairing.
But then King Greta stepped forward and he said, "Versa the Terrible, the oak tree stick people will no longer serve you."
"What?"
"We renounce your mastery of us. You are no longer our High Queen."
Versa said, "Oh, well, then you will all die."
And she shot huge bolts of lightning out of her fingertips. Ah! A whole bunch of stick people fell down. But the rest surged forward and pushed Versa over the edge of the crater. Ah! And into the volcano. But just before Versa hit the lava, she stopped falling and just floated in midair.
and then Mama appeared in the sky above. Even now, Versa, I won't let you die. But I am going to cast you from this world forever. Out into the really weird lands. And Versa said, no, I'll dissolve into nothingness out there. And then in a puff of smoke, she just vanished. And the stick army, Aunt Kitty and Doggy said, hooray! And after that, the oak tree stick people and the Westland animals became friends. And the stick people helped to repair the damage they had done to the city of Woodville. And by the end of the summer, the village was almost finished. Myr missed this whole adventure. She was back in yesterday's macaroni. And when she arrived in Westland a week later, Doggy told her the whole story. And at the end he said, and then Mama sent Versa out into the really, really weird lands, and she vanished like pew. Myr said, huh, that's an odd move. Isn't that where the crown of creation is? But nobody listened to her. Well, that's the end of the story, Versa's Army. The next story is called The Golden Tree. Goodbye. ¶¶